The next morning, Esme was tired enough that Major Patak eyed her closely.
Late night, Sweeza?
Just some bad dreams, Major.
Patak held her gaze a long moment.
Lots of people have post-combat dreams, you know. No one will think less of you if you talk them over with someone in medical.
I'll be all right, sir.
Patak kept looking, and Esme felt herself flushing.
If it gets worse, sir, I'll keep your advice in mind.
Good.
Esme started to relax.
If you don't mind telling me, what made you choose technical instead of command track?
I didn't think I would be good at command.
In what way?
Well, I'm not from a fleet family. There's a natural feel.
You honestly never wanted to take command of a unit until you ended up with Despite?
No, when I was a child, of course I daydreamed. My family's military, we have hero tales enough. But what I really wanted was space itself. When I got to the prep school, there were others so much better suited.
Your initial leadership scores were quite high.
I think they gave me some slack for being planet-born.
Esme had explained it to herself that way for years, as the leadership scores dropped bit by bit, until Xavier's system, until the mutiny.
You're not really a technical track mind, Sweeza. You work hard, you're smart enough, but that's not where your real talent is. Those briefings you gave the tactical discussion groups, that paper you wrote for me, that's not the way a tech specialist thinks.
I'm trying to learn.
I never said you weren't trying, but think of it this way. Would your family try to make a draft horse out of a polo pony?
For some reason, the attempt to put the problem in her culture's terms made Esme stubborn. She could almost sense her body changing, long dark legs and hard hooves sinking into mud, leaning backwards, resisting.
If they needed a load hauled and the pony was there, I see your point, sir, but I never thought of myself as a pony mismatched to a load.
I wonder what you did expect.
A place to work, away from Altiplano.
It was the most honest thing she could say at that point, without getting into things she never intended to discuss with anyone, ever.
Young woman! This fleet is not a place to work away from home.
Oh, I didn't mean just a job.
I should hope not. Damn it, Sweeza, you come so close, and then you say something like that.
Sorry, sir.
And then you apologize. Sweeza, I don't know how you did what you did at Xavier, but you had better figure it out, because that is where your talent lies. And either you use your abilities or they rot. Is that clear?
Yes, sir.
Clear as mud in a cattle-trampled stock tank. Esme had the uneasy feeling that Baron wouldn't be able to explain this one, in part because she would be too embarrassed to ask. Later, Major Patak stepped into Commander Ceviche's office.
I put the bug in her ear.
And?
And then I nearly lost my temper and pounded her. I do not understand that young woman. She's like two different people, or maybe three. It's not like anything I've seen before, and I thought I'd seen every variety of strangeness that got past the psych nannies. She's all there, and then she isn't. I tried to get her to go talk to Med about her combat experience, and she shied off as if I'd threatened her with hard vacuum.
We aren't the first commander she's puzzled. That's why it was such a surprise.
One good thing is she's coming out of her shell with some of the other juniors. She and that Serrano ensign and some others.
The young Serrano? I'm not sure that's a good idea. There were two Serranos at Xavier.
I don't see a problem. This one is too young. Those were much her seniors. Besides, they're not plotting, they're climbing the wall and playing team games together occasionally. My thought was that maybe the Serrano arrogance would get through her shell, whatever it is, and release that natural command ability.
Maybe. She's not seeing just him, you say?
No. I hear about it mostly from young Zitner, who plays wall ball with him. She says Sweeza hates variable G games, but it's a good sport. I haven't asked, but she's told me that two or three young men are pursuing Sweeza without much success. Not really a cold fish when you get to know her, but reserved, is what Zitner said.
She must be hiding something. They always are, the juniors, even when they think they're not.
And we aren't?
We are, but we know we are. The advantages of maturity. We know where our bodies are buried, and we know that anything buried can be exhumed, usually at the wrong moment.
But Sweeza...
Let her be for a bit. See if she gets somewhere on her own, now that you've planted the idea. We've agreed she's not stupid. She'll be here a couple of years anyway, and if she hasn't unstuck herself by the end of the next review period, we'll try again. If, as we said before, life doesn't give her the necessary kick in the pants...
Esme stared at her work, feeling resentful. She knew that was an unsuitable feeling for any junior officer, even if justified. In this case, it wasn't even justified. She liked Major Patak and trusted in her honesty. If Patak said she didn't have a technical mind, then she didn't have a technical mind. She tried to ignore the self-pitying self that wanted to whine about all the hours of study, the diligence, the self-sacrifice.
Stupid!
She looked up, startled, at Master Chief Sivers, who had come in to bring something to Major Patak.
Sorry, I was thinking about something else.
That's all right, Lieutenant.
Chief, how can you tell which junior personnel are going to have a knack for technical stuff?
Sivers gave Esme a look that clearly said this wasn't her business or his, but then leaned back against the bulkhead.
Well, some of them come in with such a genius for it, you don't have the slightest doubt. I remember a pivot 6 or 7 years ago, straight out of basic, who had blown the top off the placement exams. Well, we'd had high scores before, but this kid couldn't touch something without making it work better. In 2 days, we knew what we had. In a decade, we were just holding our breath, hoping he wouldn't get crosswise of anyone important. Because he did have a way of speaking his mind. That was before we were on course, you understand. She was under construction, and we were working out at the Sierra Station. Major Patak was a lieutenant then, same as you are now, except she was herself, if you know what I mean. Well, this kid snapped back at her one day, and she went the color of bad polyglue. Then she blinked, and looked at me, and said the kid was right, and walked out. Told me something about both of them. Thought, of course, I had to give the kid what for sassing an officer. Wasn't really sass, he just knew what he knew and didn't bother to hide it.
And the ones that aren't quite that good?
Well, I can tell the ones that'll work hard, of course. That always helps. Anyone with enough smarts to pass the placement exams can learn enough to be useful if they work at it steadily, the way you've done. But nothing replaces the knack, the feel. I can't explain it, Lieutenant. Either they have a feel for the material or they don't. Some of them have it real narrow. They may be technical geniuses in scans, say, and useless for anything else. Others have a knack for a lot of things in the technical area. They can work almost any system.
Are you ever wrong?
Sometimes. But usually it's not to do with their talent. I've missed other things about them, things that interfered. I remember a Sergeant Minor transferred in from Sector 11, scores off the chart. That was odd in itself. Why would another sector let him go if he was so good? But we were short-handed, like we always seemed to be, and he was awfully good.
So, what was wrong with him?
Pure meanness. Turned out he got his kicks making trouble. On his own crew, in barracks, everywhere. Set people against each other, skinned the truth to the bone, but always in ways that he could explain as not really lies. Nothing he did was against regulation. He was careful about that, but by halfway through his tour, we'd have done anything to get rid of him. I would, anyway. I'd just been promoted to Master Chief. I wanted my section to run smoothly. And here he was stirring things up. Well, we finally got rid of him, but it wasn't easy. Then there was a kid who was smart enough when he could keep his mind on the job, but he was always in emotional hot water over something. Or rather, somebody. We finally got him to medical, and they had some treatment, but then he wanted to transfer. I heard later he was doing fine over in Sector 8.
Sivers gave Esme a smile as he pushed himself up and started out.
Just keep plugging away, Lieutenant. You're doing fine.
So even he knew she wasn't that good at this. Esme resisted the childish urge to throw something at that broad back. At dinner that evening, she said less than usual, listening to the chat at her table. The self-proclaimed genius of special materials research wasn't talking either. He had the abstracted expression of someone trying to solve problems in his head. Baron Serrano was describing his attempt to recalibrate a grav scan in which, as he put it, someone had been tap dancing on the connections. He sounded happy enough, and the jig at the far end, talking about her current love affair, sounded even happier. Perhaps it was only lack of sleep that made her want to crawl under the table. She had had nightmares all night, and a confusing and disappointing talk with her commander. Of course she felt down. She didn't eat dessert, and decided to go to bed early.